Extract from the Habitat Effect, page 182. Being happy, a flourishing life. Philosophers talk about flourishing to describe a life well lived. We can equate this well-lived life as being happy, allowing for the fact that there will always be some tough times when calm composure is the best we can do. So we could say our purpose is to be happy and to help others by spreading this happiness. We can make our life journey more purposeful by mindfully focusing on being as helpful as possible to ourselves and to others, always allowing our innate happiness to shine forth. But that's easier said than done. Even when there are no obvious physical or emotional hardships in sight, some people find happiness a difficult state to achieve. In order to enjoy a happy life, you need to discover exactly what fulfills you personally, body, mind, and spirit. Your innate capacity to be happy is inside you all the time. To liberate your happiness state, you can learn to release any emotional bonds or damaging attitudes you may unwittingly have put in place, things you have chosen, often subconsciously, that sabotage your flourishing nature. So give yourself time and space to develop a flourishing happiness habit on purpose and then spread it around. Obviously here we're talking about appropriate happiness, which also acknowledges appropriate sadness, the complementary opposites that motivate our lives to a greater or lesser extent. There will always be times when we experience unavoidable suffering through grief, sadness, and through pain. This cycle of being happy and suffering is a reality for everyone. Therefore, we embrace the duality of our existence and determine to see the silver linings whenever possible.